TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Good morning, everyone. This is it's August 9th, and this is another edition of TalkLine, your radio show for the YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGacharin.
And I'm Peter Atchett. Good morning to you.
And we are here ready, willing, and able to take your calls, hear your points of view, and keep the show going. And it depends on you calling in, and we give out sometimes announcements and weather and this and that. But it looks like we have a call right now.
Yeah.
Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Thank you for getting us started.
Good morning there, happy people.
Hello.
Good morning, Wilson.
I just want to ask Peter maybe if he can translate, not today, but during the Yupik talk line or sometime. We're going to be with ONC. You know, our delivery staff for home-delivered meals, we're going to be handing out a notice for elders that are on our service list. If they have any desire or need for a moose, the ONC department may put in permit requests for elders that cannot provide for themselves as far as go out and hunt or don't have a provider ready at hand for moose hunting, or we'll hand out some meat to those who request it. But I'll be handing out a notice during lunch delivery, maybe next week.
Okay.
And keep an eye out for it. Some, you know, the elders are really nice. Even if you talk to them in English, they may nod their head or say yes, but when really they don't understand. So that's why I'm calling. So maybe you can take a note for next week.
Anytime, yes.
On Monday, if you announce the ONC food delivery for elders, we'll have a notice requesting people interested for moose, especially the elders. Okay?
Okay. A question. You mentioned like a permit too? Or?
Yeah, no. The ONC resource department, they're going to put in requests for permits on behalf of
okay.
On behalf of the area elders, and it's not specific, it's just in general.
Yeah.
So we may get once we generate a list of how many people are interested, then they can come up with how many permits they think they need.
Wonderful.
And, I'm doing my very best to provide good service for our elders, and I'm really glad to be working for my native council, ONC, and I'm so glad I'm there. Anyway, I just wanted to say happy people. I hope you guys do what you have to do to enjoy the weekend and watch out for unlocked vehicles because a lot of the intoxicated people tend to wander at night and go into your cars. So lock them up. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Wilson.
Thank you, Wilson. For that
you got
warning.
Is your volume adjusted right?
I think so. Oh, why? Do I sound funny?
I can't. I don't know. Maybe I need to adjust mine.
Are you not here?
Okay. Maybe.
There you go.
Okay. There, we got it done.
My adjustment won't help your microphone, but.
Okay. We got it.
Yes. We have it. So yesterday morning here in Bethel, it was delightful. Sunshiny. I had that extra energy. It was felt really good. And then it kind of went back to what we see now as the day proceeded. But I sure enjoyed that sunshine, which I know is coming more. And I was out on the tundra, and the leaves are starting to just turn? A little turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the yellows are coming out.
We noticed that, yes.
And,
I think some of that might have been from the heat we got this summer.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
oh, that's
there's some
right.
patches of leaves out there along the road and elsewhere that have turned. But I kind of thought that might have been from the heat last summer.
Yeah.
But, yeah. you know, now that, yes, there are a few leaves that are beginning to
Well, all the fire and
turn.
All the fireweed are, they're gone. And now they're puffing out with
Not
their...
Not all, I don't think.
Peter's a little cantankerous today.
No,
no
yeah,
I'm joking. Well, I'm joking.
We're not.
I know. You know what it is.
You're
resisting. I know. Yeah. You're resisting. Okay. No problem. You know what? I know today you will see a little fireweed at the very, very top of the plant, hanging on, and you're going to go see Diane.
Yeah.
Still here.
It's, yes. Yeah. So you know nothing wrong with that. You know.
Of course not.
No. Yes, the summer, it did go fast.
I know.
Seemed like it went fast.
There were some really bright, sunny days. Then there were some really hot, unappealing hot days.
Yeah.
And now we've got the rain spell.
Maybe that one. We already had our rain last week.
Yeah.
So let's think.
Help me. Yes, help me out. See, you're changing my track, which is great because I was starting to go down a little tube,
yeah,
a little tunnel. But
yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah,
yes,
it's going to be.
But
good.
Today we're looking for mostly cloudy skies, a little chance of rain in the morning, patchy fog, maybe highs in the 50s to lower 60s, variable winds up to 10 miles per hour.
Okay. And Grady's going to make a little announcement about a contest. What's that?
Yeah, so I mentioned it last week, and I'm getting some flyers together with 4-H. It's for the Taste of Bethel. It's during Taste of Bethel, and what it is, it's the Best of Gudik recipe.
Wow.
And here's what you got to do to participate. All you have to do is get together about two cups of a Gudik, right?
Okay.
And then email me, and then show up. Those are the three requirements.
But you got to bring the two cups.
You got to bring the two cups to the Taste of Bethel, and you have to have emailed me in advance that you're going to show up. You just got to email Grady@kyuk.org saying, I want to participate in the Best of Gudik competition at Taste of Bethel.
So it's kind of like a traditional chili contest, but this is a Gudik contest. Now, what does the winner get?
It's $100 prize, and I'll tell you more later, but I'm going to have to answer this call. So so you do this. I'll find
Go
out who's
that.
On the line.
Okay. Oh, and a Gudik. Now, who gets to be the judge of that?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yes.
Put your name
gets
in.
To be
the Gudik contest. Yeah, $100 prize. So that's really
I didn't
terrific.
Catch it. Oh. I didn't catch it. I'm watching, though.
Oh,
watching.
If you called and we missed your call, please call back. And go ahead.
So the judges will be.
Yes.
Oh, no, here's the call. Bye.
Get the call. All right. We'll see who the judges are. See, this year we didn't have the Bethel Fair. I'm so disappointed because I love the Bethel Fair, and then I like to lay claim to being the pie judge.
Oh.
The pie and pastry judge. Yeah. And but this year we didn't have the fair. Tom from Chilista is here. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. Peter, how are you two?
Hey, good morning.
Very good.
Yes, good
yes.
to hear you.
You too. How'd berry picking go?
So many blueberries yeah. out here.
There's a lot of berries.
That's
out
what
there.
I can say. So many.
Yeah. The thing is, we had some pretty good blueberries north of Anchorage, too.
Yeah.
I wanted to share a funny story about one of my sons. We're picking berries, and they're really excited about finding blueberries and even some salmon berries. And then Hunter, my older son, says, I found a grape. I said, oh, no, Hunter, that's a blueberry. It just hasn't gotten ripe yet.
Oh, he must have been so excited to find that
he
grape.
He was. And that just made me smile so hard.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you let him eat it right then and there?
Not the grapes.
Okay. No. Okay.
But yes, yeah, they could have some blueberries.
Cool.
I could tell because every now and then I heard.
Hey.
Excellent.
Yes, spinning the leaves out of their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to call, and on behalf of Chilista, thank everyone that participated in the two-day summit that was in Bethel this past week. AVCP, New Vista, AVCP Housing, Agnew Beck, all the tribes and village corporations. There were so many people that came together, and there were some fantastic conversations at the summit.
Wow. Okay.
So the other thing I wanted to call about was the next deadline for enrollment. So enrollment does not close, it does not end, but due to the complexity, we only issue share two or three times each year. So the next deadline to submit your enrollment application is September 13. If you get your full and complete enrollment application submitted by that time, so that means all the forms and documents, then you are very likely going to be a shareholder at the next issuance of shares. So we expect the next issuance to happen soon after that, by early October, and then we would send out letters or emails by the end of October to all the new shareholders with their shareholder information.
Okay.
So again, September 13, get your enrollment packets completed by then to be a shareholder at the next stock issuance. You can enroll at enroll.mychelista.com. That also has a lot of information to answer any questions you have. Or stop by your Bethel office right there at Watson's Corner behind Subway, and staff would be more than happy to help out.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any questions?
No, you covered it real well.
All right, sounds good. Well, take care, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, Kuyana, Tom. Okay, all right. Good. Well, we have another caller from Bethel. We do have Mary. Good morning.
Yeah, when you go, let me turn the radio
okay.
down.
Okay, all right.
And sit down. Ouch. Yeah, good morning, Peter. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, good morning.
I'm glad that people who are able to have been doing subsistence activities, I'm happy for them. But... and I always want to do the same things, but I just can't. I don't know, it's Ako Basalami Imuchikan. What do we call it? Festivitichikan. Chali Akudakawak. Ichibakakalasik. I don't know who that lady was. But what she said, when it was a Chupi Colin show, where several people made statements that even our relatives and good friends, when they see us, like they're afraid that we'd ask for help, so they always like try to hide themselves. And again, that's something I don't, that's not of our culture to do that. And unless in this region and anywhere in the world, the indigenous people should be allowed to practice their cultural values and helping one another, looking out for one another. When we see someone misbehaving, be it a child, a teener, an adult, even an elder person, like we can always put them, you know, take them somewhere and talk to them and point out the things that they are doing wrong and let them know that we're doing this because we care, and we, because like everything done in Chupik love and love of the Creator, when things are done with love, they're more acceptable to other people, and. Darshu, with the elections coming up, there are certain individuals within the city council I'm not voting for. because those people, like I keep saying, some people run for public seats just for the benefits that that seat offers. And that's not right, because we elect them to, we elect them to do things for us. But it's always appeared like within the city councils, wherever in the region I go, it's always like the clients, the people who are to be helped and listened to and respected have not been. And that's even within the federal and state laws, those things are wrong, which are punishable by restitution, for jail and other stuff. And but then I think that these things keep going on and are getting worse. It's because the lawbreakers, nothing gets done to them. And it's like telling them what the wrong things you are doing are acceptable. And children are very impressionable about what they see and read. And so let's get away from that. And when it's federal elections, I'm not voting for Trump. I hope the activity to have him recalled, I hope that works. I pray that that happens. And I also am not voting for Tiffany Salkowski, and I'm not voting for Lyman Hoffman.
Okay. And you have about 10 seconds, say, Mary. About 10
okay,
seconds.
And I always say that we have to keep abreast of what's going on so we can make the best choices when it comes to elections and when it comes to our own everything.
Thank
education,
you.
Healthcare. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, thanks. Mary.
Okay.
We have John Nick from Bethel next.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
A little late this morning. You had a sleep in late.
Okay. Yeah, we noticed.
I was sleeping last night. Boy, you guys having a time limit on talkers?
Well, we try to keep it about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Seemed like kind of long 5 minutes there. Yeah.
No, it was five. We've got a timer, actually. So.
Okay. I trust your word, Dad. I overheard Tom call up from Gillis again.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about what to complain about. Well, I want to complain about the proxy prizes that they have. I still think they should go regular mail instead of the computer, because that leaves everybody in one bundle instead of taking a different branch, like a computer, and then the second prize. That really gets a little confusing sometimes. They ought to just keep it the way it was, one ballot, one issue, one prize. And that goes amongst everybody equally. Like I was saying before, a lot of people don't know, have much knowledge about how to vote on the computer and stuff like that. I know people will tell them, but still, there's a lot of people that won't be told either. And I think it's unfair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it should be everybody. Some guy told me, say something like this, but I don't mean to intend that. You ever heard of the KISS mode?
The what?
The KISS mode.
No.
I've heard of Depeche Mode.
Okay, listen now carefully. Keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, that. Oh, that.
The KISS mode.
The KISS mode. Okay, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Keep it simple.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. Don't go different branches and confuses everybody, and I think it'd be a lot more adequate and more fair to all of the shareholders. But sometimes we think they might have different opinions on winners, you know what I mean?
Gotcha, yes.
And it'd be better if we all simplified it, made it easier. Mm-hmm. Like one ballot. Don't go, when we have voting procedures, we just go on one ballot. We don't go different branches, or Republican. Or, they do sometimes on that, but you have your simple form of freedom of voting. That's okay. The way it should be. Freedom of voting. That's what you should run on, instead of having a different branch, like computer and then written, you know what I mean? Mm. The way they have it now, it's just keep it simple. That's all you got to do, and then you work the prizes from there. And everybody's eligible. Don't you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all have a fair chance. So well, that's one of my complaints. Anyway, I want to wish everyone, when you're out there berry picking, please pick up your trash and take it home with you. Also, always be wary of other animals around, because there are berry pickers that are fur-ridden, too, the black bear and all that.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be on their territory if you're picking, because they're the same territorial guard that they would have if they had the carcass there.
Right, okay.
You know? So always be wary, and always look around and make sure there's no animals on. We don't want you to get hurt or killed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, pick up your trash. Be careful. Be out there hunting and stuff like that. Make sure you know what you're shooting at, the birds and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the moose hunting a little bit early, but...
Okay.
I wish everyone a good year.
All right.
And a safe year.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Okay. We have Roy from Akiak. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I always think and believe that this call, radio calling show, is very important for the region to be informed, and each one of us' views and perceptions about issues that are affecting our people and the nation is critically important to be passed on to those public listening people. So I appreciate the callers, despite the disagreements we may have. No offense to John, Nick, and those people. I really like the approach that Jalista is doing. I don't consider it as being unequal when they are having people using internet connected people to use the way to vote, e-vote. It's similar to e-tax or other. I never heard people complaining about filing tax to electronic way system. So, no offense, people, but I've been called all kinds of people like radical, but it is my personal perception, and I do my best. What I think and believe is in the best interest of our people and the nation. So, to me, those people's perceptions are important. It's just our opinion, like the radio station announces. So, despite the fact that we may be offended by other people, try to practice acceptance. Thank you. Have a good day.
Good job, dear Roy. Thank you.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Yes.
So, just real quick, did you know that today is World Indigenous Peoples Day?
Oh, no. I heard something about it some time back. But
so I want to say happy day to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes,
Peter.
Yes, to all of them. Yes,
all in the YK that, Delta, the indigenous people.
Yeah. But we're,
yeah. Well, I mean, I guess Grady's out. He's in the booth, like, jabbering. His mouth is moving. Can't hear a thing, though. Maybe that's good.
That's
he wants to say we're all indigenous. If you go back far enough.
Yes.
For you, it's right now, here and now. For me, I'd have to go back some generations, and then Irish, and the indigenous people on the island of Ireland. Yeah.
Mm. To the world. I mean, I'm not trying to claim native status anywhere specifically, but, it is World Indigenous People. We should be honoring the indigenous of all of our geographies, clearly. Mm-hmm. It is funny because we all are indigenous to the world.
Right. Mm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Grady.
I'm going to ask you, what does indigenous really mean in dictionary?
Well, they usually use indigenous is like a general term for all people, usually tribal people who live close to a certain geographic area and have existed there for many generations.
Yeah.
and have a relationship to the environment mm-hmm. that they're in. And then that people like that are usually thought of as indigenous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, they're probably original.
Yes, it's like that. They're the, like the original people to
right.
that geography.
Yes.
Geographic location. Mm-hmm. So, you know what, Peter? You are an original.
And so are you there, Joanne.
Well, okay, but
okay.
maybe in a different way. Yeah,
yes,
that so can go either way.
Our lines are open, 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, and 543-2756.
And of course,
800-995-8954. And
yeah, so, and yeah, I just gave that sort of, you know, people from. Now, you could say, you could use indigenous and not mean people. You could say, those blueberries are indigenous to the YK Delta,
okay.
meaning that's their original,
yes.
where they're from. But when you mean, then you can also, it can mean people. So.
Yeah.
So I have a quick announcement that came in through
okay.
our email. So remember, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. You can remain anonymous at the same time. Oh, but I guess we're okay. We're queuing. That's right. You know, we have these breaks now because we are professional. Should I read this, Grady? It's just a few sentences. Okay. This is from Lizzie Buckingham. Think you have food poisoning or see something yucky at a restaurant? Oh my.
Oh no.
Who hasn't? call or text the Alaska Food Safety and Sanitation Program, and this is the name of the program, Yuck Line, at 764-YUCK. I don't know what numbers YUCK is, but you can tell on your phone. Your call will help fight foodborne illnesses. So we're going to move over to a little station break in about 8 seconds. So if you see something in a restaurant that doesn't look too good to you, you can call 764-YUCK, Y-U-C-K.
In Indian country, older minds matter. Take a lifelong approach to keeping your brain healthy as you age. That means keeping your heart healthy, too. Be sure you get yearly medical screenings and talk to your doctor about how to keep your heart and brain healthy, because a healthy heart means a healthy mind. This message is brought to you by the International Association for Indigenous Aging, ASTO, and CDC.
Relive some of your greatest moments with a walk down a musical memory lane. Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to noon is your time to catch back up with some of your favorite tunes throughout history. All the hits on KYUK, 640 AM.
Waka, are your vaccines up to date? Immunizations give kids and adults their best shot at health. They are covered as free preventative care under insurance. Learn more at healthcare.gov or talk to your Indian health provider. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Hi, I'm Andy Gilliland from Kilbuck Elementary. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, the YK Delta's best public radio station.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for our break. We have Mary has called back. Mary, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Is your name Mary?
No, your name is Mary.
No, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Diane. I'm Diane.
Okay, Diane. When Peter asked for the definition of indigenous, Your answer to that was incomplete. Indigenous does not only apply to human beings. Indigenous also applies to to animals that live within the area. It's the plants, it's the waterways, the fish and animals that live within it. Even such thing as the waters and the air. This is what, when sometimes I wonder if people try to confuse us on purpose. And it's more helpful when people are more thorough in the first place. There's less confusion. And when we understand best, everybody's tendency is to work together to the best of their abilities to help all human beings, all animals, the whole universe. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Mary, for that further clarification. I totally agree. That's why I mentioned that blueberries, for example, plants can be indigenous to a certain location. That's why it's so important when we learn about invasive species, plants that come in, that are brought in and begin to take over an area, and those plants are thought of as being not indigenous to that location, and that can cause problems, actually. So, all right, so that's that, and I'm so glad Mary called in and further explained that. Thank you for doing that.
Our lines are open. Again, yes, so feel free to call.
Yeah.
What a beautiful looking day we got outdoors. Not a leaf is moving.
No, it is. It is very still.
Yeah.
Excuse me, very still.
So,
you know, I have a photo of this, and I have to bring it to the city, but there is a car that going out to Larson Subdivision just before then is that sand pit. And a car, in turning the corner on the dirt road going in there, had toppled over into the ditch. And then it got corrected. It was on its roof, and then it got on its four wheels. But now somebody has towed that car out of there and tried to hide it in some bushes, which I found. Uh-oh. And now I'm wondering, why don't they just, you know, tow the vehicle where it needs to go? So I don't know why. I just suddenly thought to do that because that car is not indigenous to that sand pit.
Yeah,
that's why I said
right.
that. All right, Kathy Hansen is on the line from Bethel. Good morning, Kathy.
Yes,
welcome to
morning.
Talk Line.
Good morning. I just want to admit I'm not indigenous to this area.
Okay.
Oh, you are, Kathy. Oh,
following nice the to theme.
Hear you.
Your heart is. Okay.
My heart is.
Yes. Okay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the recall the governor campaign.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So as I'm sure all of the listeners are aware, there's a movement going on to recall Governor Dunleavy. There are legal reasons that have been researched and had to be stated to start this process. And although I don't think this is a legal reason, I said from the heart, we're all just reeling from the kinds of cuts that the governor has proposed to our state budget and the ramifications of those cuts. Most of the damage from those cuts will fall on rural Alaska and on low-income people. So that being said, let me explain about the recall campaign and then what our efforts are here locally. There are three steps to the recall, to recall a governor, and the people that wrote the Constitution for the state very appropriately made it a very steep hill to climb. The first step is to gather the signatures of 10% of the Alaskans who voted in the last election, and that's 28,000-some people. Then once that petition and those signatures have been certified or, checked over to make sure they're all accurate and legitimate, then the second step is then to issue another petition. I'm not sure what it'll look like. Maybe it looks very much like the one we're doing right now. And this time you have to gather 25% of the signatures from 25% of the people who voted in the last election.
And that's about 28,000.
No, the second round is over 70,000.
I'm sorry, 71,000. Yes.
Yes, yes. Now, if you didn't vote in the last election, it doesn't mean you can't sign this petition. It's just a number they're looking at to say this many registered voters.
Okay.
And if you sign the first petition that's out now, you will need to sign the second one also. Mm-hmm. So you, for those of those people who are in favor of this recall petition, you be prepared to sign two times. But that'll all be in the news. Then once we gather the 70-some thousand signatures and that is certified, then the state is obligated to put the question on the ballot for an election within 60 to 90 days. Now, the wheels of justice turn slowly. So it could be, I mean, it could be 6 months, 8 months, it could be a year before that ever completely gets done. So we have to be patient, and we're going to be gritting our teeth along the way, but we have to be patient. So this first round of signatures started last Thursday, and according to the news reports, they have the recall people say they have around 18,000 of the 28,000 needed. They also have reports that some of the outlying places like Bethel, they add up all the ones that people have called in and said, well, we have so many in this village and we have so many in that village. That adds up to at least 2,000 more. So it sounds like they're about 20,000 out of the 28,000. So if you are living in Bethel and you are interested in signing or you're even passing through Bethel, if you are a registered voter, tomorrow, Saturday, at Brandon Leary's shop on Front Street, sometimes known as First Avenue, Front Street, we will be collecting signatures. Brandon's shop is in the vicinity of across from Front Street Cafe, near the port office, so down at that end, close to the dock. Yeah. And we'll have a big sign. You'll see it, and maybe some balloons. And please come along, and all we ask that you be a registered voter in Alaska, anywhere in Alaska, and that you haven't already signed the petition.
But somebody can register at your table to vote if they're not a registered voter and then sign the petition, right?
Well,
or no?
You know,
you have 5 seconds. Go.
I don't know that that's for sure. I would say just come and register.
Yeah, we should find that out. Yeah.
I tried to find it out, and I could not get a straight answer out of them. So I'm telling people, probably not. Just, you know, give it 2 or 3 weeks and then sign.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that's down on Front Street. Tomorrow from noon to 2, if you want to go there and sign the petition. Mm-hmm. And you can also go there to register to vote, which is always good to do. Get yourself registered. All right. Thank you. Okay, so we have just a few things. We've got Taste of Alaska coming up, and there's going to be an Agudoc contest for that. And you can contact Grady, G-R-A-D-Y, at kyuk.org. Yep, and there's a $100 prize for that. And do we have somebody else coming in to make an announcement?
No, that's just coffee for Peter.
Oh, it's Peter's coffee is being delivered because it's cool. World Indigenous Peoples Day. We're delivering your coffee to you directly.
Guyana,
thank you for that.
During our break, I was trying to make coffee, but, you know, there was things were going wrong out there. So
you were making the good stuff there. That's good, yeah. So, and then just... different comments about just being knowledgeable about what's going on in the world and then the recall campaign, and Grady's going to say something.
No, you asked before we didn't get interrupted. The callers are the show, but yes. Callers called in as you were asking about who judges the Agudoc.
Gets to judge?
And so this is formulating in my brain as we speak, right? But I know that there's going to be these fine chefs that are giving us the Taste of Bethel. So I figure they're captive, they have a captive capacity for me the day of the event. So I plan, and Fannie Black, if you're out there, you're one of the people that I plan on approaching as a judge. People who are already participating in Taste of Bethel, and I would also love it if you brought your good friend Esther in. I'd love Esther to be a judge on that.
Wow. Oh.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'll
and
bring
Peter, if you're going to Taste of Bethel, I would love to have you as an agudic aficionado.
How much agudic do we get?
Well, okay, it's a great question, because to participate, all people have to be able to provide on the day of the event is about a cup and a half or two cups of agudic, because each of the judges only need a spoonful.
A taste,
because you're going to be agudic out.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I have so many entrants that I have to break it into categories.
Yeah.
But if we have just a few, that'll be fine too. But please, if you want to brag on your mom's agudic, you can enter for her, but you cannot claim her prize.
She gets the prize, yeah. Well, and also, now, if you're from the Philippines and you want to bring some leche flan, I would be very grateful, and I will buy a ticket to taste that. And you know, we have a woman at KUC. I'll leave her nameless, but she is Filipina, but she can't make it on that day. So, but I'm sure somebody out there can bring some leche flan to the Taste of Alaska, Bethel.
Sounds interesting. Now,
yeah,
that's
it's like a creamy month, custard.
Right?
Yeah. What is that, August 24th?
It's the 31st.
August 31st is our Taste of Alaska. Okay. So our lines are open. Our email is blank, and you're welcome to call in and bring up any kind of opinions that you have, or just something you want to share just in general. It doesn't even have to be an opinion type thing. And you can do that by calling 543-5985, 543-2756.
800-995-8954.
And, of course, email radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous when you call or email, or you can state your name. That's also okay. Oh, and we have a caller coming in. So just a reminder that when you're on hold, you will not be able to hear the show. So it'll sound like dead air when you're on hold. That is a technical glitch that they are looking into, and we're hoping to fix. So I think there's a caller making her way in, but maybe not. Okay. Oh, maybe it's Alyssa. Okay. Anyway, there's a really cute, adorable picture on the cover of the Delta Discovery this week. Renee Winnie is enjoying her first picking trip below Russian Mission, and there she is with her cup, and she's picking raspberries along the bank. Really adorable. We have Alyssa from Bethel on the line. Alyssa, welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in real quick. I haven't been able to listen today. I don't know if anyone mentioned yet the opportunity to sign the Dunleavy recall petition tomorrow at my house.
Oh, well, no, Kathy Hansen just called. Now, she'll be down she'll be down at Front Street, but it sounds like you're going to be at a different location. So tell us where you're going to be.
That is my house.
Oh, that's your house. Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a shop, Brandon Leary, our house. That's my husband.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
That's the shop right next to the big log house right across from Front Street Restaurant.
Okay, yes. All right. And that's noon to 2?
Noon to 2, and if you come a little bit after, we'll probably be around here still.
Okay, great, great. Hey, by the way, what is that giant log house that's been built over there?
It's our new house.
Oh, wait, that's your new house?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Esther Green and I, we go by that every Saturday morning going, do you think that's a village offices space? And we look at the porch and we critique the design and we go, and I think, oh, I wonder what it'd be like to go inside there. Wow, that's such a good view.
Yeah, I'll get Brandon to open it up and I could give a tour. If you come by on Saturday.
We love it. We've enjoyed its construction and we've been keeping track of it. So now I've solved a mystery
for a while.
Yes, it has, and I know that. I'll have to let Esther know that I have solved the mystery of the big log house. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
I hope to see anybody that still wants to sign tomorrow.
Okay, I had a quick question on that, yeah. And maybe you have an answer. Kathy wasn't sure.
Oh.
If somebody can, well, somebody can register to vote if they're not a registered voter. Once they register to vote, can they immediately then go and sign the petition, or is there some lag time?
You know, I'm not sure about that either. I would think if you register online that that would be immediate, but, you know, I'm not 100% positive on
that. Okay, because I think Kathy will have voter registration papers there as well,
yes,
so people can register to vote.
Will.
If nothing else, at least they'll get themselves registered. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right. Bye.
Question on that, you know, how long do you have to be around before you can legally register to be a voter?
Oh, from the day you're here. Yeah, you don't have to live in Alaska a certain amount of time before you register.
Oh.
So if someone wants to register to vote who's just moved here, they can do that. They can make their registration here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Kathy Hansen is back.
Oh.
And in a way, we've recalled Kathy. And that's why she's... And Kathy herself is recalling. I can just go to town on puns. All right, Kathy, go.
Yes.
So the clarification about the... you asked me that question at the last second, and I couldn't tell it.
Yes.
As soon as I register somebody, I'm a registrar, so I double-check their photo ID and all that. Then I send those registrations in the day I get them. I send them to Nome. Well, the reality is that people in Nome have to check something else too. And when I called Nome and asked, well, how long does that take? How is it, you know, like that day or something? And they said they have a big backlog of things. So it might take a week or two for them to verify everything. And in the interim, you are not quite a registered voter.
So, okay, so you cannot...
Now, so there might be a time lag between when you sign the petition and the petition gets in and they're checking your name. But in the interest of not making more mistakes than we need to make, that's why I said, come and register on Saturday if you need to do that. And then if this petition is still going around in 2 weeks, then come and sign the petition.
Okay.
Certainly you'll be ready for the second round of petitions.
For phase two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
the
you for that.
The most important thing is if you're not registered, for crying out loud, get registered to vote and take part in what's going on in your state and community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
great.
Very important.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Kathy. All right.
Yeah.
Good clarification.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, so Kathy probably didn't hear us talking to Alyssa while she was on hold, and so we need to continue to work on that little technical glitch. So just so everyone knows, again, a reminder, when you're online waiting to get on TalkLine, you won't hear us talking. So when I introduce you and bring you online, we may be chuckling, and you won't know why we're laughing, but we hope to fix that and move along with that. So... Okay. All right. So what's going on now?
What else is going on this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah, we haven't heard from Renee, which means it might be kind of a quiet weekend.
Yeah,
I know that.
Always something happening around Bethel.
Right. So Taste of Alaska is the 31st. When were those musicians? They were the Appalachia. Have they already come? Appalachia, which is a combination of South American, Appalachian bluegrass, I think. It's kind of a cool combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be very peppy music. You'll want to kind of bop along to it. But I don't remember the date for that. I think it was on a Monday night. So anyway, we'll find out.
There's always something going on around Bethel.
I know. It's a great town for that.
Yes, it is. And then if you're, you know, locals, they go... picking berries, you know, berries are still pickable.
Now, what about silvers? Do you have what you want for this winter or no?
Pretty much, you know, but except for the silvers, we're kind of waiting on forecasting weather for, you know, at least 2 or 3 days. You
a
know?
Better day. Yeah. More sunshine and stuff.
Yeah, something like that, right. You know, so we can process what we wanted. You know, we wanted to make some more gamaksuk, you know, the half-dried.
That's Esther's favorite.
And then
favorite.
Probably jar a few, so it's up to, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. But the berries are still pickable.
Yeah, that's true.